Around 40 people rallied to see Democrat Mary Burke in the final stretch of her bid for governor. Warren Bender is a spokesman for the Douglas County Democrats. Bender says they're doing everything they can to get people out to vote.
Literature drops, door knocks, and phone calls. All of those are being done.
Bender says he supports Burke on education and would like to see collective bargaining rights restored for teachers and public workers. Joey Luder of Superior and his grandmother Patricia say education is also top on their list of reasons why they're voting for Burke.
I have family members who lost a lot of income a month thanks to Scott Walker.
I'm worried about how Walker has taken money away from the public school system and given it to the private schools and the parochial schools.
Burke is campaigning on giving people in the state a fair shot to get ahead.
It starts with education, great quality education from kindergarten all the way through university. There's too many families being priced out of higher education, making sure that women have the same opportunities. So these are the important issues that we are facing here in Wisconsin, along with the lagging economy.
Supporters at the campaign stop also touted Burke's business experience and role as Commerce Secretary under Governor Jim Doyle. Burke denounced recent claims she was fired from her family's company, Trek, saying she's proud of her track record. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm Danielle Kading in Superior.